Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the birthday of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green of the Sinsinawa Dominican Sisters, who is currently providing pastoral care for their retired sisters in Muskego, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, Let It Be Done to Me.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, we know that all things work for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. For those he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, so that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. The Word of God. God knew her before time began and conformed her before all eternity to the image of Jesus, and not only knew her, but justified her, and not only justified her, but glorified her. Wow, what more could anyone ask for? What more could anyone imagine? On this day, when we celebrate the birth of Mary, the Mother of God, and the whole human race, let us reflect on the power of God's Spirit in her life, as well as in our own. A simple, poor, uneducated young woman, a woman not so very different from many of us, was suddenly shaken gently from her ordinary existence and invited to be a key person in the process of the redemption of all of us. Her lineage from the time of Abraham is outlined in the Gospel according to Matthew that we hear today. The names of the men, and yes, even some women, ring out in a kind of litany that builds to a crescendo, culminating with the proclamation that from Joseph, the husband of Mary, was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Every single name in that litany is key, because each person begot the next and the next and the next, just like each brick in a building is a necessary component of the whole structure. The miracle of God's loving creative force in the universe is that we also are part of that litany. Each of us is a kind of brick in the building of God's household. Each of us is created in the image of God's Son, known intimately, justified, and glorified. The invitation to be part of the process of redemption is offered to us, you and I, as much as to Mary. Let's take some quiet time today to ponder all of this in our hearts and consider our response to God. Can we say with Mary, let it be done to me according to your will?